Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. In the name of Allah, the Most Beneficent, the Most Merciful. Assalamu alaikum, dear viewers, and welcome to our program. My name is Shahryar Nakhavi, and in today's program, we will be discussing the day of Arba'een. Arba'een is the 40th day after the martyrdom of Imam Hussein and his companions in Karbala. On the day of Arba'een, pilgrims from all over the world congregate and come together in the city of Karbala to commemorate the sacrifice of Imam Hussein, his family, his relatives, and his companions. It is interesting to note that even after 1,000 years have passed, the sacrifice and the memory of Imam Hussein, his family, and his relatives, and his companions has not been forgotten and is very much alive today. Joining me today in our program to discuss the day of Arba'een in our studio is Sheikh Muhammadi. He is an expert, Islamic expert, and a researcher in the holy city of Qom in the Islamic Seminary. Sheikh Muhammadi, welcome to the program. Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum assalam. Thank you very much.
Also joining us from London, England, will be Sayyid Muhammad Razavi. He is also an Islamic expert and a speaker. Sayyid Razavi, welcome to the program and assalamu alaikum. Finally, we are joined by Ms. Sadiqian, who as always supports us in our program. Ms. Sadiqian, assalamu alaikum to you.
Wa alaikum assalam, brother. Praise be to Allah, Lord of the worlds, who created for mankind an example like Hussein alayhi salam to follow in their fierce battle with evil. Assalamu alaikum, brothers and sisters in faith. I'm your host, Allah Hassadalian, with you today on the commemoration of Arba'een, 40 days after that massacre and tragic event in Karbala. Let's refresh our soul and hearts with Abu Abdullah al-Hussein for a couple of seconds. Thank you for watching Open Talk. It is being broadcast to you live from the holy city of Qom, Sahara Universal Network. Dear viewers, don't forget to contact us through the ways you have on our Facebook page and Twitter page, and also watch our videos and follow them on YouTube, and also Skype us and email us, don't forget. Stay with us today on the commemoration of Arba'een with our experts and my colleague.
Yes, Sheikh Muhammad, if we could start with a brief historical review on what happened after the tragedy in Karbala on the 10th of Ashura up to the day of Arba'een.
A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim, bismillahir rahmanir rahim, wa bihi nasta'in, wa sallallahu ala Muhammadin wa ahli baytihi at-tayyibin at-tahirin. I would like to start this discussion with Islamic greetings to my dear viewers, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Well, after the tragedy of Karbala, the 10th day of Muharram, the heads of martyrs were transferred to the city of Kufa right away at that time, at that very day, the 10th of Muharram. But the Usara, the captured family of the Imam al-Hussein alayhi salam, they were transferred to Kufa the day after that, the 11th of Muharram. And they started a very tragic journey again. So I don't know if you can imagine how hard it is after this tragedy. Your brother is just murdered. Your two sons are murdered. I mean, Lady Zainab, salamullah alayha, and her brothers, many of his relatives, have been just murdered. And they started this journey again. And this journey was, you know, a lot of, actually there were a lot of pressure on Lady Zainab at that time, because it was not just, you know, having this journey and leading this caravan. She also had to take care of children. She also had to take care of those ladies, those widows that have survived from the tragedy of Karbala. But so from city to another city, to Kufa, and then from there to Syria, to Damascus, and then back to Medina. And it was a very, very hard journey and difficult journey for Zainab salamu alayha, but it didn't halt her from her duty, and Imam al-Sajjad alayhi salam as well. So they, even though it was a very difficult and very harsh journey for them, but they didn't forget their responsibility and duty. So they started to give lectures in the cities that they have been, and started enlightening the Muslims about the tragedy that just had happened at that time. And it made a lot of success for Islam and for the school of Ahlul Bayt, because of this informative and enlightening lectures that Lady Zainab salamu alayha and Imam Sajjad alayhi salatu wasalam had at that time. So, and the sign of this is the uprisings right after the uprising of Imam al-Husayn alayhi salam in the Karbala. So we have many uprisings after, almost after the uprising of Imam al-Husayn alayhi salam. And one of the most important reasons for these uprisings to happen was these lectures and these enlightening talks that Hadrat Zainab salamu alayha and Imam al-Sajjad alayhi salam had for Muslims at that time. Yes.
Thank you, Sheikh Muhammadi. Sayyid Razavi, can you hear us?
Yes, I can hear you.
Sayyid Razavi, as Sheikh Muhammadi brought up a very good point, we find that Lady Zainab had a very important, very critical role in the aftermath of the tragedy of Karbala. If you could please tell us what we can learn from what she did after the tragedy in Karbala, and how we can apply it to our own lives. What can we learn from her?
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. First of all, I would like to give my condolences to the whole followers of Ahlul Bayt alayhi salatu wasalam, the Muslim Ummah, especially Imam Mahdi ajalallah ta'ala farajuhu, who is the Sahib Aza, who is mourning the tragedy of Karbala with all of us. Yes, as far as the tragedy of Karbala is concerned, if we look at it from right at the beginning, when Imam Hussein alayhi salatu wasalam was departing the city of his ancestors, Medina, towards Kufa, he took the family members. He basically took the representatives of the whole community with him. I mean, there were elders, there were youngsters, there were relatives, there were ladies, older ladies, younger ladies. There were all different representatives of community. And Imam Hussein, as we believe that he is an Imam appointed by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala through Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, would not have done any action without a wisdom behind it. And the wisdom behind this action was that he was aware that what the enemies were plotting, and it was necessary for him to start this journey in a way that the plot of the enemy was not successful. As Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has promised in Quran, and also there are several narrations that the enemies plot and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala plans, and Allah's planning is always successful. Although it may look to the people of the world that Imam Hussein was killed, his companions were killed, but if you look at the reality, Imam Hussein and Husseiniism is surviving around the world, and Yazidiism is actually lost and dead. And this is what Imam Hussein alayhi salatu wasalam, according to what I have heard, I have not found a source for this, but according to one of the famous narrators speakers, he said when Imam Hussein alayhi salatu wasalam came for the final farewell to the looted to the caravan where his ladies and children were stationed, he especially went to Hazrat Zainab salatullah alayha as well, and he went to Imam Zainul Abidin alayhi salatu wasalam. He conveyed the secrets of imama and leadership to Imam Zainul Abidin, and at the same time he talked with Hazrat Zainab salatullah alayha and informed her what was her responsibility after this. And the biggest responsibility that fell on the shoulders of Imam Zainul Abidin, who was ill and weak, maybe there is a philosophy in that as well, he was not martyred, he was supposed to be the leading the Ummah after Imam Hussein alayhi salatu wasalam. Imam Zainul Abidin was there, Imam Muhammad Baqir was there, and Bibi Zainab salatullah alayha was also there. So the message that was conveyed to Fatima Zahra salatullah alayha was to remove the veil from the face of these oppressors, and at the same time, while Imam Hussein alayhi salatu wasalam was doing this, if we look at the strategy of the enemies of Imam Hussein alayhi salatu wasalam, they had also well planned the whole incident. They when they realized that so many people were writing letters inviting Imam Hussein alayhi salatu wasalam to come to Kufa, and they were willing to give their hands in allegiance to Imam Hussein alayhi salatu wasalam, they started plotting, and they bribed people. They gave large amount of money. I received an email yesterday in which somebody had bothered and compared the amount of money. Apparently it comes up to around 18 billion Thuman.
Yes.
So they were asking if the Muslims of today are, if the Muslims are put in the similar situation as the time of Imam Hussein alayhi salam, would they have given in to the people who were against Imam Hussein, or they would have supported Imam Hussein alayhi salam? And this is the test that we have to face in our daily life. We have to really look at ourselves. Are we really sincere in promoting the mission of Imam Hussein? Are we really with Imam Hussein alayhi salatu wasalam? Anyway, Hazrat Zainab salatullah alayha's mission was to disclose the atrocities. Hazrat Zainab salatullah alayha's mission was to let the world know, against the plotting that they were doing, she had a great responsibility to make the planning of the enemies fail.
Right. Thank you, Sayyid Razavi. I believe we will come back. Thank you for your point.
Thank you.
Arba'in is one of the biggest religious events which commemorates the martyrdom of Imam Hussein, peace be upon him, at the Battle of Karbala 40 days after the day of Ashura. Shia Muslims consider Arba'in as an important religious observance due to the great significance it holds in the history of Islam and the incidents that took place since the martyrdom of Imam, including the revealing speeches given by Imam Sajjad and Hazrat Zainab. Based on historical documents, on the 12th day of Ashura, when the family members of Imam Hussein were forced to walk down the streets of the city of Kufa as prisoners of war, people of Kufa gathered together to watch him and even throw stones at him. Imam Sajjad, peace be upon him, said a few crushing words to the very people who had invited his father and his family, to the city for the leading the uprising against Bani Umayyah, which made the majority of the crowd regret their actions. The subsequent vehement and revealing speeches given by both Imam Sajjad and Hazrat Zainab in Yazid's presence while they were being held captive in the city of Sham induced chaos in a feast which was arranged to celebrate the killing of Imam and his friends and followers. Those speeches had such a great impact that even Yazid found himself helpless and ordered his soldiers to treat the family of Imam with respect. As Muslims, it is deemed our duty to walk in the footsteps of our Imams in pursuit of justice and righteousness. As the hadith from our great prophet states, surely there exists in the hearts of the believers a heat that never subsides. Muslims should never forgive and forget those who slaughtered their Imam and his family. Real believers never pledge allegiance to the enemies of God and Ahlul Bayt, and they manifest their sorrow and sadness every year by commemorating Ashura and Arbaeen.
May Allah grant us a visit to Karbala and Imam Hussein every year. We are with Sheikh Mohammadi. Welcome to our program, Sheikh. And on Facebook, there is a report here. On the page, Husseiniyat is humanity. Some pictures show that Christians are on their way to the shrine of the King of the Martyrs, Abu Abdullah al-Hussein, in Karbala as a sign of and voice of humanity. All races, all sects, all religions, love paying respect to the way they like. And one comment is here, in fact, Imam Hussein is a role model for the whole humanity. Would you care to elaborate a bit on the presence of other sects and this symbolic walk, joining and participating in this paying tribute to Imam Hussein alayhi salam?
Well, actually, this is one, I think, one of the miracles of Imam Hussein alayhi salam, that sort of consensus amongst all believers, all the ones who have belief, yeah. As Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam has been quoted as saying that inna lil Husayn fi qulub al mu'minin mahabbatan lan tabrud abadan.
Yes.
There is a heat in the hearts of mu'minin, and by mu'minin he may not mean just the believers are Muslims or the Shias, the whoever adheres faith, whoever has faith to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when comes across the tragedy of Karbala, when he comes to know about Imam al-Husayn alayhi salam, he would not remain indifferent. He would,
yes.
Or he or she would show his or her sympathy towards Imam al-Husayn alayhi salam. So I think this is quite rational and quite common. And actually, I have many quotes from non-Muslims with regard to Imam al-Husayn alayhi salam and the greatness of Imam al-Husayn alayhi salam. I just want to read you one of these quotes from Edward Gibbon, who was one of the most important historians in 18th century.
Right.
He says, in a distant age and climate, the tragic scene of the death of Hussein will awaken the sympathy of the coldest reader. So this is something common. Whoever has heart, whoever can think and read about Imam al-Hussein alayhi wasalam, would show a sympathy towards Imam al-Hussein. And this, one of the ways is this walk that we are seeing. And actually, I was talking to one of my friends recently, and I told him that is again another miracle of Imam al-Husayn alayhi salam, that millions of people, as you said, not just Muslims,
yes.
But also non-Muslims, participate in this very beautiful and shocking walk, and you know, having this beautiful walk and showing this sympathy towards Imam al-Husayn alayhi salam.
Sure, thank you, Sheikh. Thank you so much, brother. We're with you.
Okay, thank you, Ms. Adakian. Sayyid Razavi, if I can ask you now, let us take this to today's time. For example, what message is this great gathering in Karbala on the day of Arba'een, where millions of people have gathered, what message does this give to the Muslims, or for that matter, what message does it give to the world in general?
Yeah, If we go back to what I was saying before, that Imam Hussein alayhi salatu wasalam took a whole community or representatives of the community with him. So it is a responsibility of whole community to support the mission of Imam Hussein alayhi salatu wasalam. This is exactly what Hazrat Zainab salatullah alayha and the looted caravan of Imam Hussein did throughout their journey from Kufa to Sham and Sham from Sham back to Medina. They kept on revealing the atrocities that were committed against the family of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So the biggest mission that in present day and life we have is to follow that direction of Imam Hussein alayhi salatu wasalam that was given to Imam Zainul Abidin and Bibi Zainab Salawatullah alayha. Unfortunately, what we see and our enemies are trying to do is to lead us into some rituals and traditions rather than passing the message of Imam Hussein alayhi salatu wasalam. Instead of inventing and doing all sorts of new activities during these processions, we should stick to the principle that was taught and followed by holy imams, that was to reveal the atrocities and to give the message that in every earth is Karbala and every place is, every day is Ashura. And we as the followers of Imam Hussain alayhi salam have a responsibility to support the oppressors of the world, remembering the tragedy of Karbala. And especially we have a big responsibility to keep the noble teachings of Islam alive, for which sake Imam Hussein alayhi salatu wasalam sacrificed his life. Imam Hussein was witnessing that how corrupt rulers of the time were representing themselves as Muslim leaders, and they were fornicating, gambling, doing all sorts of wrong activities. And if we look around ourselves, we find the similarities in our society. The whole of the Muslim world is full of resources. The whole of Muslim world is full of intellectual people, but what we have is corrupt rulers ruling the Muslim world and serving the non-Muslim around the world. So what we need to do is raise our voices against these oppressive rulers and establish peace and justice throughout the world. And when I say peace and justice, it's not only for Muslims, for everyone, for Christians, for Jews, for Muslims, for whole humanity. Imam Hussein sacrificed his life for the sake of peace in humanity, and he didn't want, he noted that by having corrupt leaders we can never have peace and justice in the world.
Okay, thank you, Sayyid Razavi. Thank you. And if we can, we will return just momentarily after the break.
Just you're right, that's so. These tragedies, oh, witness your day and weep beside you, oh Hussein. Ka'an one of the hearts I have stolen, be worlds apart from his servant.
Welcome back, viewers. Thank you for being with us, and let us continue our discussion on the day of Arba'een. Sheikh Muhammadi, I think of some of the many points that have been brought up, I think one that is important is that how can we also help spread the message of Imam Hussein or spread the message that is being given in Arba'een when some of us cannot go to Karbala on this great gathering?
What I think, as my dear brother mentioned, is that confining the Imam al-Hussein alayhi salam to some rituals and having these sorts of, you know, rituals that we have that are, of course, necessary and are recommended by our imams, even by our prophet. But besides that, the most important thing or the most important philosophy behind these gatherings, these morning gatherings that we have, or this walk even, is to attract the or to draw the attention of others and then let them know about the message that is that has been transferred and that has been given by Imam al-Hussein alayhi salam on the day of Ashura. So I think the most important thing is what is said by Imam al-Sadiq alayhi salam in Ziyarat al-Arba'in, which is very recommended to be recited on the day of Arba'in. He, when describing the philosophy of Imam al-Hussein alayhi salam, he says, فَأَعْذَرَ فِي الدُّعَاءِ وَمَنَحَ النُّصْحِ وَبَذَلَ مُهْجَتَهُ فِيكَ لِيَسْتَنْقِذَ عِبَادَكَ مِنَ الْجَهَالَةِ وَحَيْرَةِ الضَّلَالَةِ. Imam al-Hussein alayhi salatu wassalam, he did his best to make sure that the call for Islam is been reached, and he tried his best to disseminate the message of Islam. وَمَنَحَ النُّوسِ, he tried his best to guide people and to recommend them to the right path. وَبَذَلَ مُهْجَتَهُ فِيكَ لِيَسْتَنْغَذَ عِبَادَكَ مِنَ الْجَهَالَةِ. And then at the last phase, he sacrificed himself and whatever he had for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Why? In order for taking out the ignorant people from their ignorance and the to take them out from the bewilderment they were in. So I think the most important duty of the followers of Ahlul Bayt, and not only the followers of Ahlul Bayt, but the duty of every free person, the person who claims that he's a human being and he's free, and so especially Muslims and the followers of Ahlul Bayt, the duty of them is to call for the truth, and for the Muslims to call others towards the message of Islam. And in order for and for the, this matter, they have to get in familiar, and they have to get acquainted with Islam first, and then try to disseminate and promote this message to others. So first, getting the knowledge of Islam, getting the principles and the akhlaq and the ethical issues which is brought by Islam, learning them and then disseminating them. And another important issue that is, I think, very important and may help a lot in order for attracting others towards this message, just like Imam al-Hussein did, is to promote and to invite others towards Imam al-Hussein. This is a very important issue. We have this tradition that in al-Hussein, misbahul huda wa safinatun najat. Verily, Imam al-Hussein is the light of guidance and the archship of Savior. What does it mean? It means that whoever enters this archship and whoever tries to benefit from this light will be guided and will be saved. Right. So I think inviting others to this message, to Imam al-Hussein alayhi salatu wasalam himself, and try to make others acquainted with Imam al-Hussein alayhi salam. Just like this work, I think the very important message of this work is this: to attract others' intention and to draw others' intention to Imam al-Hussein, and then Imam al-Hussein alayhi salam will do the rest, I think. So the first important duty of us is to get knowledge and then disseminate that knowledge, and then inviting others towards Imam al-Hussein alayhi salam.
MashaAllah, very good, Sheikh. I believe that Ms. Sadaqian, you have something prepared for us also.
Yes, of course, a video clip as usual, brother. As we know, every year millions of people and pilgrims embark on a symbolic walk to Karbala for Arba'een. There's a video on that. Stay tuned, please.
Across the country, really, from wherever you're leaving, I saw this in my own eyes when I was coming from Basra to Najaf. People just want to serve because they consider the Zuwar of Imam Hussein as people who are truly special, those who have been chosen by the Imam alayhi salam to show their love and their commitment towards the sacrifice of Abu Abdullah al-Hussein. So what they want to do is, they just want you to be happy. They'll serve you, they'll give you the tea, they'll give you the food, they'll give you water, they will even massage your feet.
So inspired by what I've seen. You see children as young as 3 years old walking into sandals, and you see elderly people, you see people from all over the world walking together, and you see like tents, you see people holding the flags of Imam Hussein. It's like literally this whole area from Najaf to Karbala is dedicated to Imam Hussein. You just see flags along the whole way.
That physically I'm walking towards Abu Abdullah al-Hussein. My body is heading towards the land of Karbala. My feet may be aching, my body may be tired, but physically I'm showing my love towards Abu Abdullah al-Hussein, number one, on a physical level. And then on a spiritual level, while I'm walking, I feel my faith elevating. Spiritually, I'm purifying myself. Every walk, one walk, I'm removing jealousy. A second walk, I'm removing arrogance. A third walk, I'm removing hypocrisy. I feel that the garbage and the filth that you have within your heart is coming out as you're walking. Spiritually, you're elevating. That when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala comes and says, إِنَّمَا يُرِيدُ اللَّهِ لِيُذْهِبَ عَنْكُمْ رُسَ أَهْلِ الْبَيْتِ وَيُطَهِّرُكُمْ تَطْهِيرًا, أَهْلِ الْبَيْتِ have been purified. Walking towards Ahl al-Bayt is a purifier as well. Spiritually, I feel elevated.
Welcome back, dear viewers. May Allah accept their worship and may they have a safe journey home. Sheikh Razavi, Sayyid Razavi from London. Assalamu alaikum. Welcome to our program. I would like to address this part to you. Yes, Sayyid. In the clip, the young pilgrim says, my body is heading towards the land of Karbala. Physically, I'm showing my love toward Abu Abdullah al-Hussein. On a spiritual level, I feel that the garbage within your hearts is coming out as you walk spiritually elevating. Ahlul Bayt have been purified, and walking towards Ahlul Bayt is purifying you as well. Now, my question, our question, Sayyid Razavi, how do you picture, interpret this symbolic walk to Karbala?
Yes, this symbolic walk is important. It has been going on for many years, and it was stopped by Saddam Hussein, but then after the toppling of Saddam Hussein, it restarted. And alhamdulillah, many millions of people from around the world go and take part in this walk. I was told, with the exception of one part of Iraq, which is slightly not safe, from all over Iraq people walk towards Karbala. It's not only between Najaf and Karbala, although traditionally it used to be. I remember my father saying that that he, when he was studying in Najaf, he used to go for this walk, and it used to take them several days, because during those days all these facilities that are available for the pilgrims were not available, and they used to take several days until they reach Karbala. And he was successful to go for this walk several times. Alhamdulillah, the facilities are there. What is important now that all these people who are taking part in this walk should yes. convey the message of Imam Hussain alayhi salatu wasalam. We should use the modern facilities, media, social media, everything to promote the word of Imam Hussain alayhi salatu wasalam, that sure. he stood against oppression. And the biggest point that he made, as the brother was mentioning, to create awakening.
Yes.
If this doesn't lead into awakening, there is no use.
Thank you. That's the point, Sayyid. Very very clear. Thank you. And brother Shahir, we're with you.
Okay. Thank you, Ms. Adakian. Sheikh Muhammadi, there is one point that comes up. There are people in the world, and specifically there are Muslims who consider this mourning, and some might even call it excessive mourning, for somebody who passed away thousands of years ago as an innovation, as a bid'ah, something that the Shias have invented, or this is something that should not be done, they should not be remembered. So what is this so? Is this really a bid'ah? Is it an innovation by Shias? Is there no place in the religion for mourning?
Actually, I think this is the other way around. So not only it's not a bid'ah, but also it's a sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So let alone Shia sources, that we have a lot of traditions and hadith with regard to mourning and the how to mourn Imam al-Husayn salam and other ma'sumin. Even in the books of Ahl al-Sunnah, there are many traditions in order actually regarding mourning and showing sympathy towards a person who is, a spiritual person, one of the Islamic leaders. And it started by Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam himself. So, and there are even ayat, some verses of the Holy Quran, which denotes this meaning. So this is not, of course, this is not a bid'ah. And as I remember, there are about 50 authentic traditions in the books of Ahl al-Sunnah denoting that actually, or with regard to mourning and showing sympathy towards the death, actually the spiritual leader's death. So if possible, I just want to read you one of these that is with regard to Imam al-Husayn alayhi salam. And there yes. are many of them. Actually, we have many traditions in the books of Ahl al-Sunnah, of course, with regard to the Holy Prophet himself crying out for many companions, crying out for Hamza Sayyid al-Shuhada alayhi salam, and many other traditions that Rasulullah himself cried, and have these sorts of majalis for crying for a dead person. But with regard to Imam al-Husayn alayhi salam, I just want to read you one of these hadith from Mustadrak al-Sahihain by Hakim al-Nishaburi, or Nisaburi as they call it, mm-hmm. From Mustadrak al-Sahihain, volume 3, page 176. Actually, this is about one of the companions of the Holy Prophet approaches him and talks about a dream she had, and she said that I saw a piece of your body in my lap, in my arms, and Imam and Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam told her that yes, it is true, because Fatima sallallahu alaihi wasallam has just given birth to Imam al-Husayn. And then after a while she came to the Holy Prophet, and she's saying this, that ثم حانت من التفاته فإذا عينا رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم تحريقان من الدمو. I approached the Holy Prophet and entered to the Holy Prophet and saw him crying and weeping very seriously. And I told him, قالت فقلت يا نبي الله بأبي أنت بأبي أنت وأمي ما لك أو رسول الله, what is going on with you? My father and my mother be sacrificed for you. قال أتاني جبرائيل عليه السلام فأخبرني إن أمتي ستقتل ابني هذا. Jabrail عليه السلام, the Gabriel عليه السلام came to me and told me and informed me that your ummah, your nation, will kill your, this son of yours. فَقُلْتُ هَذَا I told Rasulullah, I said, this son, he said, قَالَ نَعَمْ وَأَتَانِي بِتُرْبَةٍ مِنْ تُرْبَتِهِ مِنْ تُرْبَتِهِ حَمْرَى and he, Jibreel, gave me one of the dirt, the bloody dirt, dirt of Karbala. He brought me from Jannah. And this very hadith exists in many sources of the Ahlul Sunnah. I just read you the one which exists in Mustadrak al-Sayyid. So not only it's not a bid'ah, but also it's a sunnah of Rasulullah, and he himself actually started having this majalis, having morning majalis for Imam al-Husayn alayhi salam. And this is one of the very good evidence for this fact.
Mm-hmm. Thank you, Sheikh. Mr. Dahyan, I believe we continue with your support in the program.
Yes, as usual, we have a dear viewer joining us through Skype, brother. Assalamu alaikum, welcome to Open Talk.
Wa alaikum salam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. My name is Abdullah bin Nasir Abdullah from Kenya.
Thank you, brother Abdullah, for joining. Our question is here, brother. What do you think the symbolic walk to Karbala can picture to non-Muslims?
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. First of my point, I will go for unity. You can see countries like Europe, Asia, and Africa, they are gathering in one place, especially Karbala, for one reason, not other, because of Imam Hussein alayhi salam. And this show us about unity of Islam, and especially they leave all of racism, as the Allah say in the Holy Quran, إِنَّمَا الْمُؤْمِنُونَ إِخْوَى. Believers are not except brothers. Another of my point, I will go for love, because they are gathering because of the love of the Holy Prophet and the Ahlul Bayt alayhi wasallam. When Christian and Jews and other religions see us like this, they will know that the Islam is the religion of peace, love, and tranquility. With this few remarks, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Thank you very much for your participation, brother. Sayyid Razavi from London, we are with you now. On the site babulilm.org, there's an article about Arba'in, the 40th day after Ashura. It says, O Hussein, commemoration of your revolution from Ashura up to Arba'in makes the world pay attention to the message of the resurrection. Arba'in philosophy shows itself, and we can learn lesson from this class and prepare ourselves in order to help our master, Imam Mahdi. May Allah hasten his reappearance. Sayyid, how can we take this lesson in order to prepare ourselves to help Imam Mahdi, ajal Allah ta'ala, farajahu sharif?
Yeah, Imam Hussein alayhi salatu wasalam and all Imams before him and after him had a big responsibility to convey, and not only Imams, we believe that every single Prophet from Adam to Prophet Muhammad had a responsibility to prepare their followers for the last days of this world and finally for the eternal life where all of us are going to be led. And therefore, this world is not going to come to an end until the return of Jesus Christ and until Imam Mahdi ajalallahu ta'ala farajahu comes and leads the world into a peaceful place. Therefore, it is impossible to believe that the processions of Imam Hussein and the tragedy of Karbala has nothing to do with Imam Hussein's revolution.
Yes.
The whole aim of tragedy of Karbala was to create awakening and prepare the grounds for appearance of Imam Mahdi ajalallahu ta'ala farajahu.
Yes, thank you so much. Brother Shahir, over to you and your concluding remarks, I guess.
Okay, thank you. Thank you, Sister Sadiq Khan. Sheikh Muhammadi, I had one final question, and that was that we had seen through the programs that Ms. Sadiq Khan gave us that truly this commemoration of Imam Hussein, his family, his relatives, their sacrifice, and the Day of Arba'in is an international event, as we saw that everybody, Christians and Jews, and we see even in India, Hindus commemorate, the sacrifice of Imam Hussein. So what is it in this sacrifice that has made it international? What did Imam Hussein stand for that has made this an international gathering?
I think the most important thing which gathers all together on this point that Imam Hussein was on the right path, and having this fact in mind that we may not find such such clarity over any other historic or Islamic historic event more than Imam Hussein alayhi salatu wassalam being the uprising of Imam Hussein alayhi salam being the truth and the haq, and on the other side, the other camp being batil. So I think since it's so clear, all people gather together and all have this consensus that the truth is with Imam al-Hussein alayhi salam. And why is that? Because it's completely clear that there was going on an oppression, and as my colleague said, the cruelty or the oppression that the rulership at that time have been doing was so clear. So the uprising of Imam Hussein alayhi wasalam was against this oppression. So this fighting oppression, which is a need, which is a will of everybody, every single person, every human being, is, I think, the centric message and centric and main point which gathers all together behind this actually event, and going for Imam Hussein. So I'm loving Imam Hussein and supporting this message.
Thank you. And so now we are reaching the conclusion of our program. In the end, I would like to add that Imam Hussein alayhi salam, his family, his relatives, his friends, they sacrificed themselves over 1,000 years ago, and they stood up for truth and for justice, so that even in today's world, truth and justice remains. If there is equality and justice and truth among us, amongst Muslims, non-Muslims, among the whole world, it is truly because of the stand that Imam Hussein took with his 72 companions, his family, and his friends. Surely, after 1,000 years, their memory and their sacrifice has not been forgotten, and surely even 1,000 years into the future, it will never be forgotten. I want to thank our guests here in the studio, Sheikh Muhammadi, for joining us, and also Sayyid Muhammad Razavi from London, who took time out to join us for our program. I want to thank the viewers for joining us today, and please make sure to join us again next time on our program. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah. And finally, thank you, Ms. Sadaqian. Please forgive me.
Thank you. Many, many thanks to you and our experts. Dear viewers, may Allah have mercy and blessings upon you with the visit of Karbala, Abu Abdullah al-Hussein. Amen. Take care.